Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福尔摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水场，甲雕刻精雕的庙宇。地区有一系列的美景，襄阳的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存真多早期移民中初期者时的传统。
冷清空气泥车，青海不上书回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望。在空气泥意味着被参加新年的庆祝活动，跟来自全世界大约几百名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二的旧历新年。在吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海无上书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，也将印地菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
今晚邀请你到店聆听青海无上书的开始。主题是民俗的假日出门。1995年6月，讲在福尔摩沙西湖。
We are the top of the physical creation. We don't know if we are top of the universe yet. Maybe not. Okay, but at least here.We are the top of the creation, so we must carry on our life as dignified as a human being should be. Not to be fearful of everything and to be so stupid and to be in misery, especially when we have the treasure inside we can always use. That's the only purpose of meditation, that you know yourself, you know.What is true happiness? It's not because the master says so and you have to obey the master. Obey the master because it's good for you, but you must know why. You know what I mean? You must know it's for you. Not for the master at all. Not for the master. Master don't care, huh? I don't care. If you don't meditate, you don't meditate. It's your life. It's your life. I cannot control you and I don't want to.To control somebody else, you are bound with him or her. Just like the police with the criminal, you know, they're both handcuffed, right? Because they have to, the police have to take care of the prisoner. So whatever I tell you is good for you, huh? So if you hear it's logical and you know it, then carry on. It is an honor. It is a privilege. It is the best fortune of our life to be able to know such a secret.It's not a force, it's not a bargain, it's not an obligation. It is the best of all privilege, the best of all luck in thousands, millions of lifetimes that we're being shown easily such a door. to liberate ourselves of our misery. So work on it, okay? That's all there is. Right. Sometimes I work until very late, huh? Sometimes 12 o'clock or 1, 2 o'clock. Even I still meditate before I sleep. I always long to meditate, you know what I mean? Apart from all my obligation and duties, I never feel like I shouldn't meditate. It is a joy. It is a relaxation. It is a recharging, even physically. Not talking about becoming a Buddha or nothing. If you don't meditate one day, you can never recover from the whole day exhaustion and all kind of mental bombardment of the society's negativity, you know what I mean? So don't complain to me if you're tired and if you're all this and that and other. If you don't meditate enough, that's it. All right. In the beginning, maybe you unsettle, but the more you meditate, the more you feel. That's it. That's the only method. And then when it comes deep down to your introspection, quantum method, that's the only way, right? That's it. Full stop. Finished. No argument. No but, however, nevertheless, you know? That's it. Is that right? That's the feeling we have in our hearts, and that's what we know, and that is the only thing that is sure. Now this is so-called Laos fairy tales. You know Laos country? Next to Cambodia, and near Thailand, and next to Vietnam, and next to Taiwan, but separated by a great ocean, that's all. Okay, let's go to Laos. Now, this story is called The Golden Turtles. Long time ago, you know, huh? Every story begins like that. There is a village called Sihuxiang. Belonged to Miao Lixian. There was a couple of farmers who were very, 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 very lack of money, okay? And also lack of children. Okay, now, the wife, yeah, apart from helping the husband, she also weave cloth to make clothing. One day, she went fishing and she caught a little turtle, you know? Okay. But then she thought, she can't eat it anyhow, you know, it's too small and the turtle is yuck. Maybe she thinks. And then so she gave him freedom. Him or her, I don't know, I wasn't there. Give the turtle freedom. Just let him go away. And then she went to another place of the stream and continued her fishing. Strange. She caught the same turtles again. Feel funny. And then she feel very, you know, agitated, so she threw him back down in the stream again. And then she went to very far away, another part of the stream, and continued to try to catch fish. You know, they use a kind of, in the old time, you know, they use a kind of, like a basket, huh? Weave rattan or bamboo thread, like a basket, and then when they see the fish, they just come down like this. Or just place it down in the stream at random, and then see if anything moving inside, and then they would get it out, see whether it's fish. And now she went very far away, so she don't want to see the turtles again. And then she tried to catch fish again. Now then, come the turtles again, third time. And then she saw the turtle is so beautiful, golden color, you know, and have a very beautiful face, you know, with some lipstick on or something like that. So she was thinking, oh, well, it's not bad, really, huh? I wonder why the turtles keep always coming to me. You know, she was wondering. And then suddenly,
the tortoise spoke to her. Oh, can you imagine? And in perfect English. Hi. How are you? My name is Golden Turtles.
Yeah. Please keep me with you. And then I will help you a lot in the near future. That's what the turtles tell the old woman. So the old woman say, okay, if you insist. You keep coming to me all the time. I can't get rid of you. All right. I hope that you will bring some happiness into our family, then it's all right. Because our family, only two of us, and there's no children, it's also very boring. Perhaps you become my child, all right? And then you amuse us and make us happy. That's also not bad, okay? So the woman took the turtles home and treated it like her own child. Ah, that's fine. Everything's good. And when she brought the turtles home, the husband was very happy. Yes. Because, not only because of the turtles, but because his wife is so loving and virtuous. That's what he thinks. And since then, both of them loved this turtles very much. Okay. And then the small turtles, in turn, also give them all kind of, happiness and trying to help them in whatever way he can. And also he loved the parents, human, very much also, in return. And one day the turtles told the farmer couple something very extraordinary. Because this turtle, he has a clairvoyant talent. He can see very far into the future. Yeah. And he can look back at his past reincarnation, something like that. So one day, yeah, because of his predicting ability into the future, he told the parents, farmer parents, say, oh, dear Baba, Seven days later, there will be a great flood over the land. And this is a very great disaster. So most of the houses will be submerged, right, in water. Now you have to prepare yourself and make yourself a boat so that at that time, both of you, your life will be saved. All right. Because the turtles always spoken truthfully and always predicted the things very precisely. So this time again, the parents, the farmers listened to the turtles and truly built a small kind of raft, They don't have money to build a boat, but a raft. They use the bamboos, a lot of bamboos, cut it together and then bind them together and then make a raft. So, as predicted by the turtles, 7 days later, the flood came and destroyed mostly everything in that surrounding area. Many people have to run up to the hill, where the master stay, or the back mountain, where the mountain is higher, and they live there. Forest meditation home. And then nothing's left. Only, garbage and broken home here and there, nothing there. But the families of the farmers, because they have built a raft with a roof over it, and then they have taken care that all the things belonging to them were moved onto the raft, therefore they are living in a kind of moving house, so like a trailer, bamboo trailer. So they had no problem at all. And then the tortoise told his parents, "Dear Baba Mama, I have to go down into the water because I have to check whether your anchor is safely placed and all the string, you know, that bind the raft to a very solid post, is it, everything is okay. So I have to go down and have a look. If during the time I dive down and take care of our raft, if you have any problem, you just knock on the raft floor and then I will come up. Okay. So he dived down in the water and tried to take care of the all the strings and all the anchor and things like that. He's worried that because of too much water and any time it will drift away. So he has to go stay in the water and always check it in 24 hours. Also, the parents staying on the raft also take turn to see whether any change in the weather or too much water or if the water receded, etc., etc., so they can act accordingly. So since the turtle came down to the water, into water, they never have any problem, or so they did not call him up. So the turtle stayed down there and they stay up here. But one day, there was a tiger. Because of the flood problem, he was swimming near to the raft. Yeah, the water was pulling him, huh? And he was swimming. He nearly drowned when he got near to the raft. And then, so he was begging the parents, please keep me for a while. Please let me come in, otherwise I will die. Whenever the flood finish, I will go. I won't bother you. But the parents, you know, see the tigers, you know. Even though they are very loving, but the tiger is a tiger, you know. So he was a bit hesitating. So he knocked 3 times on the floor. And asked the advice of the tortoise. The tortoise said, okay. So the parent let the tiger take refuge for a while on their raft. Then for a few days later, the flood perhaps already finished, but the water is still all over the land. It doesn't recede yet, so they still stay on the raft, and there are other animals keep coming.
你想看的是武雄书电视台书读之间节目，明仔请继续收看《爱的礼物》。请看武雄书简单应用的主角，喜欢如何制作面包，甲专属的乌尼油布丁，愿你的生活充满喜乐，甲上天的恩典。
You have been watching Between Master and Disciple here on Spring Master Television. Please tune in tomorrow for a gift of love.Simple and nutritious cooking with Spring Master Ching Hai on how to make bread and vegan butter pudding. We wish you a joyful life filled with heaven's grace.